Wave Radio. Greetings and salutations, everyone. This is Johnny Moda. Still, they're still allowing me to talk on this show, which happens to be the Trade Show Minute. Coming to you live from Infocom 2016 in the middle of the Las Vegas Convention Center, we are smack dab in the center of the Kramer booth at C6825, and I only know that because there's Kramer signs everywhere and a piece of paper to my left that states the booth number in, so graciously written on and for me by
Victoria Barella. And Johnny, sometimes you don't remember your own name. That's why you have that name tag, so you don't get lost and you know your name.
Yeah, without this thing, I would be walking around the strip saying, I need an adult.
Enough about us. We have our wonderful guest on today.
Michael Mastry, Technical Integration Experts. We're out of Canada, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Cool. Well, thanks for, gracing us on the airwaves today. Tell us a little bit about the company.
Basically, Technical Integration Experts, and I'll just use TIE, which is what we go by. It's less of a mouthful, is we do integration, installations, labor only for a lot of American dealers in Canada. So when, you know, they may have, 1,000 locations in the U.S., a couple hundred in Canada, they'll use us because of the cross-border issues, logistics, and, you know, you can't send your own manpower across the border, labor laws and that type of stuff. So we do a lot of things that if you go into Victoria's Secret in Canada, we've done that. You go into Gap, Old Navy, we do a lot of video conferencing, boardrooms, telepresence. So that's basically what we do. And we have, 120 technicians right across the country. So that's a big support for any of the dealers, large dealers here who need that support out of the U.S.
Well, cool. Tell us, what have you seen at the show? Victoria and I have been at this podcast station interviewing.
Chained.
Working very, very hard. Why? Because we need information. We need it from the manufacturers, the installers, the integrators. We need to know what's out there. What have you seen that's good?
Well, digital signage is booming.
Yeah.
That's where we're doing a lot of video walls and digital signage. That's probably our largest growth right now is that market itself. And just seeing some of the stuff, it leaps and bounds of how much better it is when you see higher resolution or quality and thinner screens, and just amazing. I hate to see what it's going to be like in another 5 years' time.
Yeah, during setup the other day, a few days, everything seems like one day now. We were just looking at the digital signage, and we put on glasses, and
the 3D one?
Yes. One of us almost fell back and lost our glasses and everything, because they're like, whoa, like, this is really nice. I love seeing everything in person. Unfortunately, we weren't able to actually look around during the show days on the floor, so we have to go back. Rave Pubs is going all over the place, recording it, live, or, interviewing other people on the show floor as well.
I think we can find all that content at some website somewhere, ravepubs.com/infocom16. Maybe it's written on my shirt.
Amazing how you remembered that without it reading from it.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Infocom 2016.
2016, yes. Yeah. ravepubs.com/infocom2016. I was so close. They left out the 2 and the 0 the first time. But anyway, what if you could pick one thing from the show? I'm assuming you've been here most of the week, all week, all 3 days.
Yes.
One thing. What has been the most interesting? I'm going to use the word interesting and not all the game changing and cutting it. We're not doing that. The most interesting thing that you've seen here.
Unrelated to our business or anything?
Whatever you want. It's not about me.
The Stampede booth has, I think it's that 3D game where you wear the goggles and you see visually what's inside the goggles. And I'm not sure if you had a chance to see that.
That's really cool.
Which next step is you're going to have those virtual reality TV and...
How do we know that we're not all wearing those right now?
Well, you're the only one with glasses here, so...
You tell us, Johnny.
Well, I do own a pair of Google Glass, the first generation, at home. I don't have it here because that would get broken.
But this is such a big show that it's hard to, even the 2 or 3 days to cover, what's new.
Yeah.
the relationships you have with some people or introducing yourself to some potential new customers.
Sure.
And that's what it's all about. And, you know, us from Canada, you know, we come down here at least to kind of open up some more doors.
Was that a Canadian joke about no locked doors?
I didn't want to get to politics there. I know that you got an election coming up, but
No. Hey, we're all friends here. I have a lot of friends in Canada. I've got friends at auto companies like Totem Acoustics. Katie's gonna get mad if I don't mention these guys. They're gonna be Plytron Power, who OEMs for a lot of high-end manufacturers like Krell AB, or who also makes toroidal transformers. Katie's gonna be so upset if I can't remember the name.
Over here, she's gonna beat you up.
Here she comes,
Taurus Power. I have that running all my AV gear. It's beautiful. Lowers the noise floor, widens the soundstage for all my AV equipment, and I love audio even that much more now because of it. I highly recommend it. Check them out, TaurusPower.com.
Good stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of other really high-end companies, but it's not about them. It's about what the company's doing. When you get back, what you're going to report back to HQ?
Well, basically, it's just some contact people who companies that we haven't really spoken to before. So anyone out there who, if you have a rollout that requires installations in Canada, right from coast to coast, if I haven't met you already, hopefully you'll contact us. As I said, it's TIELTD.ca. There's a plug for us.
TIE.
LTD Limited.ca.
What about any online social presences? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anything, Snapchat, I don't know.
Yeah, our LinkedIn. Website has that has all the links on there.
Cool.
It shows a bit of some of the work we've done, obviously. And again, you know, Toronto itself, and it might surprise a lot of Americans, is the fourth largest market in all of North America. And so there's business to be had there, and we can help them with any of those rollouts, any of those locations, whether it's video conferencing or retail. We do that all.
And are you guys specific to commercial or do you residential?
Specific to commercial. We don't do anything residential.
Gotcha. It's, good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Well, I do have to ask. I ask all my guests. I am a millennial. This is my first year in the AV community industry. I have a background in audio. I studied audio live and installed. And I have a background in coding, so I do AV programming right now. Do you have any advice for me or anyone else coming into the industry that's new that can help us?
Funny you ask that question. I'm more in sales, so I'm not the tech geek in our company. But we have a gentleman by the name of Stefan who does all of that for us. I've just recently been back into this business from my 25 years in the oil and gas industry. Mm-hmm. So I don't
to
pretend
specific.
To be. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
But I next year I'll bring my son, and I bet you he'll know a heck of a lot more about that kind of stuff than me.
Oh, no problem. It doesn't even have to be about technology. I mean, the AV industry has everyone, you know. It's from every part of the industry. So it doesn't have to be tech-related. It could be what you have experienced yourself that made life easier. I don't know, education or keeping up with the new technology, ever-changing technology.
Yeah, that you can't keep up with, that's for sure.
That's,
but
yeah,
the only thing I say is I say to my son is, you go where the opportunities are. As soon as you open up the door, take them.
All right, thank you, that.
One more time, the website where we can learn more about the company.
TIELTD.ca.
Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been very educational. Anyone interested in learning more, go to TIELTD.
Mouthful, isn't it?
CA. It is for me because I'm American. In Canada, perhaps it rolls right off the tongue.
No, I have a difficult time with it too as well, dude.
Well, again, thank you so much for your time, everyone. This has been the Trade Show Minute, and we're out.